This is KUOW News. Good morning. I'm Paige Browning. This weekend, Washington State Democrats will gather to vote on their leadership and chart a way forward after last year's tumultuous election. Many Democrats made clear they were not happy with the party's performance, even in this supposedly blue state. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Democrats in Washington won many statewide offices and supported successful ballot initiatives last November. But in an open letter, a number of Democrats called on their leadership to seriously reflect on why they lost ground in local and state legislative races.
I think we've missed an opportunity this past year. I'll be one of the first Democrats to say, I think our party screwed up and we're paying the price for it. And we've got to do better moving forward.
That's Bailey Stober. He's part of a new group of Democratic leaders at the county level.
So I'm the youngest chair of the King County Democrats. I'm 25. I'm the first biracial chair of the King County Democrats.
Stober says he sees a new level of energy with new party chairs in Pierce and Snohomish counties, too. He says Democrats' biggest mistake in the November election was a lack of focus on jobs and the economy. This weekend, party chair Jackson Ravens faces challenges to his leadership from former legislative candidate Roger Fligar and former Secretary of State candidate Tina Podlodowski. Stober says special elections are already looming this year that will put the party's new energy to the test. At stake will be control of the Washington State Senate. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.
This weekend, Susan Hutchison runs unopposed to continue as head of the Washington State Republican Party. Hutchison sees two main goals for state Republicans in the coming year.
We want to hold on to the Senate, and we want to prepare for the 2018 elections, where we hope to gain the House as well. And I think we've got the Democrats on the run.
Hutchison made national headlines last summer at the Republican National Convention when she called Senator Ted Cruz a traitor for not endorsing Donald Trump. And some anti-Trump Republicans in the state vowed to challenge her for the job, but the movement fizzled. Hutchison says she's impressed with President Trump so far and points to the stock market as evidence for her optimism about the economy. But
I think we're all waiting to see what his trade policies are going to be.
The vote for the next Washington State Republican chairman takes place tomorrow in Ellensburg.